We're going to talk for the next 42 minutes now about gifts from Cousin Eddie, acceptance and ownership, management by charities of unusual assets. Most charities know this guy, this family, who have got these wonderful things that they call collectibles. They're unique assets. They're gems. They're stolen. They're prized possessions. My granddaughter goes into my office and looks at my shrine and says, Grubby, where'd you get all this junk? This is not junk. This is my stuff. Well, quite often, folks will want to bestow their stuff on their beloved charities. Now, some of them will just dump them off. But many of them feel they want their charities to take them and to preserve them. And we have, hopefully if I can do this right, we have this video.
How old are you, little one?
She's born without a tongue, Clark. But don't you worry about her. She whistles like a bird and eats like a horse.
Now, wouldn't you know it, the Army cuts my disability pension because they said that the plate in my head wasn't big enough.
Hey. Oh, Eddie, you shouldn't have. You really shouldn't have.
Oh, those are great, Dad.
Quiet down, Russ.
Try them on.
No, I don't want to get them dirty.
I told you you wouldn't like them, Eddie.
I love them, Eddie.
I knew you did, because the last time I saw you, Clark, you remarked about how much you like mine.
Well, I guess we better be going up.
Yeah.
Bye,
Ed. Bye, Ellen.
Bye, Clark.
Goodbye.
It was great having you here.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Ellen.
Oh. Eddie, don't you worry about radiation.
All I know, Clark, is that my teeth have never been whiter and my garden is spitting out 50-pound tomatoes.
You need help with a grill, Eddie?
No, thanks, Clark. Don't have one.